Welcome back to the Renaissance Space Podcast. My name is Margaret Allen and I am your host. I'm delighted to introduce to you Michelle Thomas, Director of Education at the School of Research Science in Dubai. Michelle's going to share with us how assessment is key to so much more than just data. Building a culture and a mindset with a large number of staff is no mean feat. And giving teachers the right tools to do that is at the core of what I hope we're going to hear from her now. Good morning, Michelle. How lovely to see you again.
Morning, Margaret. It's lovely to see you as well. And a happy, sunny welcome from Dubai today.
Amazing. It's not so sunny here, but technology is allowing us to have a chat and share some more information. We've actually done this once before and it was great. I really enjoyed talking to you and with you and about what you do and who you are.
No problem. I look forward to talking and just discussing, you know, a little bit more about literacy and its importance and, you know, just some of the benefits we've seen here in our school. And some of my own personal beliefs, really, on how we can just really forge ahead, really, day on with incremental gains with students' literacy and the big, you know, the big changes that can happen when you see that develop across a school as well.
Fantastic. So just remind us all, Michelle, your role at the School of Research and Science is...
Absolutely. So I work as a Director of Education here at SRS. I've been doing this role for 4 years. Prior to that, I was an executive head of a group of schools in London, and I've done that for a number of years. I also still work as a lead Ofsted inspector. And I have the privilege, really, of spending my time and developing my craft with a magnificent group of teachers. We have over 250 teachers here in SRS. It's a huge school. So it's a huge school. We use the English National Curriculum. It's a private school for local families. So the majority of our students are Emirati. So their first language is Arabic, yet the majority of their lessons are taught on a day-to-day basis in English. And we expect the same outcomes as you would expect in any school here in the, you know, back in the UK. So that always presents a challenge. And I'm looking forward to just talking about some of the ways we've looked at sort of overcoming those challenges by using different platforms like for us STAR and Accelerator Reader as well, and the successes we've had there with our students.
Fantastic. And I mean, with a big school like that and with the challenges of the English language requirements, development, acquisition and all of that, how on earth do you keep your finger on the pulse in terms of, you know, what's going on? Obviously, you must have staff meetings, you've got structures in place, but equally for you as the lead practitioner, the head of the school, you need to know what's going on at grassroots.
Absolutely. So for me, obviously, I can't keep abreast of, you know, there's in primary, for example, there's 141 primary classes. I mean, how in the world am I going to know exactly what's going on in those classes? So you have to look at technology. You know, we all know how technology can actually simplify a lot of manual jobs. So I literally, you know, when I first became a teacher and then, you know, started to lead English, was always my passion in schools. I would go round to every class and see how and do all the drop-ins with students. I can't do that. You know, can you imagine going to 141 classes?
No.
It takes me forever. I like to do it. I like to do it, but it does take me forever. Then we have secondary, that's 800 students itself, you know. So there's over 3,800 students, you know, plus here in the school. So for me, it's about using something that is, you know, using something that can bring me what I need at a glance, but also isn't time consuming and adding extra work for teachers. And I think that's where the beauty of, you know, the synergy of the products that we use. And as I said, you know, I'm a big believer in technology and how it can simplify and just reduce workload. You know, teachers work so hard, you know, and I want the best from them. So I'm always looking for ways to make their life easier. And for me, it gives me an ability, you know, how we use the products, which I'll talk about this morning to you, is it just gives me, it gives me like being a part of the class. I can see growth. I can see students making development in their reading and moving through, you know, progressing through the year. And I think that's really important to have a handle on, but also provides conversations. And I think that's where you see change, when you can talk to teachers, talk to educators, talk to children as well about their growth. And I think that's one of the beauties of, you know, for us, we use STAR, you know, on a regular basis. And we couple that with Accelerator Reader. And I think it's like, for me, I call it to people that I talk to about, it's like a marriage made in heaven. It's like a pair that work in synergy with each other. So that's what I'll talk to you a little bit about, how we've used that across a very big organisation. But prior to that, Margaret, you know, my previous school, as I said, I was ahead of a group of four schools in London, primary schools, and we used Accelerator Reader there as well. So I've been very familiar with the product. So you can use it on a small scale and a big scale. It does the same job, you know, so it's not about, oh, it's only for big organisations. Absolutely not. You know, one of my first schools I was ahead in was a one-form entry, seven classes, and we used AR there. So it's you know, I've seen it, how it works from very small to very large. But it's all about what I'll talk to you about, really, is that consistency and the know what you want it to do and then know how to implement it. And I think that's the key to everything.
And I think with any system, it's getting the balance right, isn't it, between reporting and informing. Obviously, the teacher is always going to be the most important component of any resource package that you've got. And, you know, I think we would say at Renaissance, we're never going to be about replacing good quality teaching and learning. It's about enhancing and offering insight into what's actually going in. And to your point, you know, you need to know what your children are doing and how they're progressing, but you have to have confidence in your staff, which you obviously do, but to be able to have that result on screen, which says, right, this is all great, actually we need some help here, or we need some intervention there, that's where the reporting really kicks in, isn't it?
For sure. You know, I think I always go back to the why. You know, why are we doing this? Why do we need to know how children are doing in reading? Well, yeah, it sounds a bit obvious, doesn't it? Of course we all need to know, but the implications of that, I think, is really important. So when we talk about using, you know, the two products that we use in synergy here at SRS, which is STAR Reader and Accelerator Reader, it's how do they work together and why do we do it? It's about pinpointing learning, isn't it? It's about pinpointing where the strengths are, but also where the areas are that we as teachers need to hone our skills. Maybe we're not teaching them well enough. Maybe the students are finding them challenging. Maybe they're finding them too easy. And what we thought was we were doing and doing really well may not be the same as what's happening in, you know, in the impact of it. So I think, you know, for me, vocabulary is really key. And, you know, the more and more over the last few years, we've seen that the importance of that as being the thing that unlocks the student's potential. And I think that's where I've really, really just done more and more research into, I call it, you know, for us, it's about cracking a code. These students, you know, we have an EAL. That it's not easy, but even non-EAL students, you know, English is a code. English is a code you've got to crack. And for that, if you unlock that code for students, they will access everything. It's not just about English, it's about literacy. And I think that's the big change and the mindset shift I've been doing here at SRS. That every teacher teaches literacy, and every teacher uses STAR, every teacher uses AR. It's not just for in secondary, in my secondary, it's not just for the English department. Absolutely not. And that's one of the things I've been, you know, pulled it out of. So it wasn't owned by that department, because without unlocking the code, without knowing where students are at in their reading, knowing what reading ages they're working at, you can't adapt your curriculum. And that's what you need to do. Progress is adapting a curriculum to make it work for the students. And, you know, you need to have that knowledge to do that. So, and for us, you know, the way that we use STAR, which I'm happy to explain to, and then, you know, use AR on a regular basis to help students develop in their strategies, is what's making a difference for us, definitely.
Fantastic. And it's lovely to hear that, you know, it's not the domain of the English department, because, you know, all of those other curriculum areas need children to be accessing language that's pertinent to their subject. And, you know, geography teachers who aren't taking responsibility for vocabulary acquisition, particularly in an EAL situation, is a nonsense. So that's fantastic. So presumably fiction and non-fiction is also something that needs to be a good balance of.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we talk about guided reading a lot, you know, and every subject, you know, I tell you, the PE department are fantastic at doing guided reading activities with their students now, because they know how to choose text and they use different platforms that we have available in AR, as we like to all call it, you know, to be able to access text, not fiction and non-fiction text as well, but break down that vocabulary that they're going to need when they go and tackle exams. So, you know, I think showing the importance of that and how you can use this tool has been transformational for us. But at the bottom of that, if you don't know where students are at, that's where Star Reader comes in, and you don't regularly review that, then that's the key. You know, if you just keep going on and maybe do it once a year, you get that information once a year, in terms of, you know, standardized scores, in terms of reading ages, but you've got to follow that up. You've got to see, you know, the changes and what's working, and, you know, are they reading enough? Are they not reading enough? You know, are we doing enough, doing whole class reading with the students as well? So I think it's not just about, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And I think it's having that whole school strategy that's been really important, that literacy strategy, in, as you say, that disciplinary literacy, the language of a subject. And, you know, there's no one that can dispute the language of a subject is different and it's unique. That's why it's called a subject discipline. And I think, you know, it unlocked so much for my teachers when we started to use STAR in a very proactive way, Margaret, in terms of, okay, this is your class, especially secondary teachers, you know, primary teachers obviously are with their students a lot more. So they had a rough idea really of, you know, reading ages, what they could and couldn't read. But when you're a secondary teacher and you have, you know, hundreds of students in a day, you need to know what's in front of you. What's the average reading age here? Okay, I know why Michelle isn't doing so well now, because I need to break that text down a little bit more for her, because her reading ages is 3 years below what I'm presenting. I'm not going to change the text. And I think that's one of the biggest things we always talk about. You know, I don't want to give her a text that's modified or a text that's, you know, much simpler, but I know as a teacher that her reading ages is 4 years below the rest of the class. So I need to think about how I can adapt my teaching and make it work for her. How can I break that vocabulary down for her as well? So I think, you know, just taking it and looking at the ability to know that information through STAR has absolutely, you know, definitely transformed the school in terms of its approach.
It's lovely to hear you talking about whole class reading. It's a subject very close to my heart. And I think that mixed ability opportunity that a whole class gives, where the less able are listening to the more able articulate their rationale, their reasoning, their points of view, the nuance, inference and deduction skills that we're trying to hone and we're trying to get children to access of their own, on their own, need support. What better way than having their peers?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what I've done here, and this is my target this year has been to get not just the children reading, the teachers reading. Now, that might sound really like everyone's going, wow, big deal. You know, oh my God, have you come across teachers that don't want to read aloud to students? I've got hundreds, I've got quite a few. And there's reasons behind that, I get it. But, you know, I say to them, who's the best reader? You know, students get better, get fluent by hearing the model of reading. They hear the fluency, the phrase and the prosody, how it sounds. Don't ask someone to read it for you. Read it to them, you know, practice it first. And I think that's been interesting, a challenge as well. That's one of my targets this year, to get all my departments doing that. And I think, it's a challenge, but that will make a massive difference as well.
So you also use MyOn in the school, don't you, in terms of
we do, yeah.
Children
yeah, we do.
Having so access 24/7, basically. So
we do, yeah. So we use MyOn. And, you know, honestly, like everyone, we came across MyOn during lockdown. Like a lot of people were like, how are we going to get, you know, we have this ability before of students reading through AR, and we didn't have books that, you know, and for our students, many of them were in different parts of the world. Some of our teachers were in different parts of the world, you know, doing online teaching. So that's where we first came across. We knew about MyOn, but we weren't really using it. So we obviously invested in it during lockdown. And it, clearly, like everybody, I think, it was like an electronic library for us. But as the years have gone on, and through people like yourself showing me some of the aspects, and I think that's the other key thing with Renaissance. One of the things I tell people about when they ask me about, you know, working with Renaissance, I say they're like a partner. You know, I didn't know some of the things for MyOn until people like yourself spoke me through them, saying, Michelle, you know, you can do so many more things. Did you know you could do whole class reading? And it's just through knowing that, they're like, wow, okay, right, I can see where this fits in. I can see where I can get my teachers to find academic texts, for example. And that's, as I said, you know, guided reading texts, science texts. Where are we going to find all these texts? You know, if we can't access them rather than just going to Google and everywhere else, you know, MyOn is perfect for that.
I don't know what else to say, Michelle. It sounds like it's working for you and it's working
it's
for your staff.
It's not perfect, absolutely.
I know that. No school is, you know, everybody would be the first to put their hand up and say, well, we could be doing this and we could be doing that. But in the end, what we've got is a building which is full of people of all ages and all backgrounds and all expectations. And it's finding some of the ways in which you can pull those together.
And it's having that common language. So, yeah. So we have, you know, as I said, across my school, there's 284 teachers. So I have, you know, a huge number of teachers. And the beauty of the school we're in as well, it's not a transient, the population. These students stay with us for the whole of their career. They're local students. They're big families. They're local families. So these students stay with us in FS and are with us again at year 10, 11, 12, 13. So they stay their whole career in this school. So what it's done is it's, honestly, it's united, you know. If I gave you a little bit of the background, when I came here 4 years ago, AR was in the school 100% in secondary, wasn't in primary. And honestly, the impact was zero. And that's like I say to anybody, anything, it's as good as what you know about it, but why are you doing it? And the first thing I worked out was no one knew why. They just said, oh, that's what we do to do. You know, they read a book and then we do a quiz. Oh, that's amazing. Well, okay, what are we going to do with that information? Are they all doing it? Oh, I don't know. You know, and once you start to unpack all of that, and okay, primary, what are you doing? Oh, we're doing this and we're doing that. It's like, okay, they're the same students. We've got to have that same language. We've got to use something similar. And I think that's the beauty of Renaissance. It spans. So, you know, it can span the very young. And as you know, we've just taken on this academic year into year two, this early star, which is new to us. So, you know, it's the right time to now take it down further. We've got something very secure in Key Stage 2, 3, and 4. So now it's time to take it down even further for us to sort of secure the younger students as they come out of their, you know, very distinct phonics program that we're using. I think, you know, it wasn't great. It wasn't being used well. They weren't doing STAR. They didn't have baselines. They didn't, you know, they weren't diagnostic in anything they were doing. So it's about looking at what you have, seeing what is working, what isn't working, but getting that language across the school of, you know, for us, we talk about, as you say, the reading strategies we have. Everyone's a literacy teacher. What does it look like to unpack a 12-year-old reader or a child that's six but reading at an eight-year-old? We all have these conversations. We have a reading strategy group with members from across the school that I lead. It's a great group, actually. It's got librarians in it as well. It's got some of the support staff in it. And just, you know, that's where you build practice and you build a knowledge and you build it's not a cult, but it is like building a beauty of something that actually we understand where it fits in and how it unpacks everything. And I think that's been the big culture and mind shift here in this school, is that we all understand, and my teachers understand, literacy is the foundations for everything. So we've got to get that right. And we do Star Reader. We do it 3 times a year here in Dubai. And each time, you know, we've just done our first star, a diagnostic, and we're, you know, it always brings up, okay, how are we going to use it? What are the interventions? What is the growth of some students? Why have some gone back? You know, of course you bring up all those questions.
Yes, but of course.
Because we're familiar, we know what to do. We've got a routine now, and I think that's the most important thing.
So thank you, Michelle. I can't thank you enough, really. You know, the fact that you're now using Starly Literacy as well is another wonderful music to my ears.
Yeah.
Product I absolutely love and is often a best kept secret. Thank you to your staff. I've spoken to several of them now, and their passion and enthusiasm is amazing. And we're looking forward to working with you more closely and hearing more of your stories as the year goes on. Well, I really enjoyed talking about cracking the code of reading. It's so much more than just turning pages, isn't it? Whether they're digital or paper. If you've enjoyed this episode as much as I did, please take a moment to rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget that you can catch up on all previous episodes at www.renlearn.co.uk/podcast. Thank you so much for listening.